USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden's national security team says more attacks could happen just one day after the bombing attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, that killed 13 U.S. service members and dozens of others.
They are taking maximum force protection measures at the Kabul airport and in surrounding areas with our forces as a result.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, she says this is the most dangerous point in the mission, where the military is getting people and equipment back to the United States. The administration said U.S. forces had evacuated about 100,000 people from Afghanistan since August 14th. The Pentagon announced that three more U.S. military bases will temporarily house the Afghan refugees. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the attacks may continue, but it will not stop the U.S. from completing the evacuations. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A hurricane warning has been issued for most of the Louisiana coast as forecasters say Ida could reach major hurricane strength in the Gulf over the weekend. As Hurricane Ida moved over Cuba, New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell ordered all people living outside of the city's levee system to evacuate.
This is the time to take action. Lower lining areas outside of the protection system, mandatory evacuation. Voluntary evacuation for all others.
She said preparations for the hurricane should be completed by Saturday afternoon. Forecasters say it should make landfall on Sunday and could possibly be a Category 3 or a Category 4 hurricane at that time. Exactly 16 years ago, Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans and Hurricane Ida could possibly hit New Orleans on the exact same day Hurricane Katrina hit there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
After a bomb killed dozens of people outside the airport in Kabul, people are looking into the offshoot of the Islamic State terror group called Islamic State Khorasan Province. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
President Biden says the United States will continue to evacuate people out of Afghanistan following the deaths of 13 American service members in the ISIS-K suicide bombings. Biden saying there is no evidence the Taliban, now in control of Afghanistan, is working with ISIS-K. Regarding who exactly ISIS-K is, Jim Hansen is the president at the Security Studies Group. He tells Fox News,
ISIS-K is a bunch of Taliban guys who thought that the Taliban wasn't savage and barbaric enough for them. So they split off and formed their own group. And I guess if they got in control, rather than just shooting women in the back of the head at the soccer stadium, they might do live beheadings on pay-per-view. They're obviously a menace, and I think we need to go ahead and consider them, you know, the prime threat to U.S. troops on the ground right now.
Sirhan Sirhan, the man who assassinated Robert Kennedy in 1968, as he was running for president, was recommended for parole in his 16th hearing before the parole board. It will be up to California Governor Gavin Newsom to decide whether to grant parole. Two of Robert Kennedy's sons participated in the virtual hearing and voiced support for the parole. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.